Welcome to Prodship. I'm Irma, and today we're diving into the steps that you can take to allow your boss to warm up to the idea of working remotely or working from home. As a disclaimer, I am speaking from experience. This is just what I went through, and this is, in my opinion, one of the ways to get your company to warm up to the fact that you want to work remotely. And this is aimed towards people that already are working at a company and they still want to stay working there, but they just want to be able to have that freedom to work from anywhere they want. So the first thing I would do if you're trying to warm up your company to allow you to work remote before even presenting, right, that you want to do this, the first thing is to start throwing the idea out there casually. If you go to lunch with your coworkers, just mention that you have a friend that works remotely, or you've been reading about remote work and these are the kind of like the pros and the cons of it, and just start the conversation. If you're talking with your C-level executives, make sure to bring it up, even if it's a very small conversation about it. This is going to be really important because you don't want to take all these other steps that I'm about to tell you if your company does not even allow this or is not even open to hearing you out. So whenever you're talking about remote work, make sure you pay attention to the body language and also if they shut down. So if whoever you're talking to is engaged and they're giving examples as well from their end, then that's really good. That's a positive. That's what you want. But if you're talking to your coworker or a manager or a supervisor or even an executive and they kind of shut down when you mention remote work and they say, ah, that's terrible. How can people ever do that? It lets people run wild. There's no control. That really shows that your company wants to micromanage you, and you're probably not going to be able to pitch to them that you want to work remote. So let's say you're in an ideal world and your company is open to the idea after you're throwing this out there and you're talking to them about it. Then you want to move into step two. So you already know your company's good with it. Next step is research. So you want to just dive into this research, become obsessed with it, know everything that you can know about remote work, know its pros, know its cons, know companies that are already doing this. Most importantly, you want to find out if it's for you. So this doesn't only apply to you doing research online, but going out there, going to meetups or talking to people that can connect you with remote workers, finding out what they enjoy about working remote or what they don't enjoy. And through these conversations, you will find whether remote work is a fit for you. Remote work, it requires a lot of autonomy. You are literally on your own, right? You have people over Slack or HipChat or any other messaging tool, but you can't just turn to the person next to you and ask a question. You have to be able to work autonomously. You have to be able to regulate your time and manage it. So it's a lot of that is remote work. It's not easy, but it does give you the freedom in turn to work from wherever you want and so many other positives. Once that second step is good to go, so you know that it's for you. You know that you'd excel at it. Third step is creating some sort of presentation. And this is going to depend on your relationship with your executives or with your managers or whoever you're going to be talking to. It's whoever in the end is going to make that last decision that says yes or no, you can work remote. That's essentially who you want to prepare for. So if that's HR, maybe that's going to be more official, and you're going to have to create maybe a contract and documents and presentations. Maybe if you're talking to your executives, maybe it's the same thing. Maybe it's more official terms. Maybe it's your supervisor. Maybe you have a close relationship with your supervisor. Then in that sense, maybe you don't really have to do a presentation, but you do want to make sure that you have some sort of layout or outline of what you want to talk about with them to get your point across. In my case, I went ahead and did a presentation. I went to Google Slides, literally just laid out what I needed to get out there and what I wanted to say. This is your time to shine. This is your time to show that you're confident, that you want to do this, that you know it's for you. You've done the research, you've talked to the people, you are ready to take this head on. In that presentation, I would definitely mention things like the pros and cons of working remotely, the challenges that you think you'll face and how you'll overcome them. If you've had any other experience in the past working remotely, maybe freelancing, and also having to communicate a lot, something definitely to mention. Showing other companies that are doing remote work, things like statistics, are people happier with remote work? Are they more efficient? Are they more productive? Things like this is definitely things you want to mention. And one big thing that I would mention as well is your setup. So as you know, with remote work, you, for the most part, maybe you'll have an office or you work from your kitchen. Whatever it is, you'll have your own laptop and your own video camera to get the communication happening. These might seem like very small things. If you can cut out your company from having to do these logistical kind of details for you, then you're way ahead of the game. You're saying, hey, I want to do this remote work, and I already have my setup figured out. You don't even have to worry about that. I already have my computer set up. I have a double monitor. I have my keyboard. I have my video camera. You don't have to worry about any of that. All I'm asking here is just that approval that I can do this so that I can start planning. So I definitely recommend you do that. It's something that I did, and I think it worked pretty well. So you're prepared. You prepared everything you can. You've talked to the people. You're confident. You've practiced your pitch. And so the fourth step is actually presenting it. And when you present this, of course, make sure the people that you need to be in the room are in the room. Usually this presentation might take about an hour, maybe a little over if there's discussion at the end, making sure that you get to the huddle or the meeting at least 10 minutes before so you can set up your presentation or get your head in the game and get ready to present and pitch. Make sure you have that time to calm your nerves and just show that confidence. So you do the presentation. You get some feedback. Usually what will happen is the people in the room will say, we'll need about a week or maybe 2 weeks. We'll discuss this and we'll get back to you. So during this time, super nerve-wracking, of course. I mean, you just told them that you want to work remotely. And essentially, one thing that I didn't mention is that you want to make sure that there is trust already laid out. If there's no trust with you and the company, this might not really work. You can definitely try it, but I'm not sure how effective that would be. It'll take them some time to deliberate. During that time, I would just start planning. Keep planning, have that date in mind that you want to move, have that city in mind that you want to move to, and kind of your timeline for when you want to leave your current city. Also, during this bidding time, I would send out an email just thanking them for their time, telling them that you still want to work there, you just want to work remotely, you love what you do, you love the growth that they give you and the opportunities at the company. And make sure that this follow-up isn't pushy. You want to tell them all these positive things, but you don't want to say, hey, I need an answer by tomorrow. I need an answer today. Or I really want to know what your decision is. But leaving this up in their court is important, letting them have that time to discuss. But I will say that if your executives maybe aren't the best in getting back to people, I would definitely put a deadline around that, maybe a week or 2 weeks deadline. Kind of put some work on them and make sure that they are actually doing the work on there and discussing what they need to discuss and figuring out with HR if this is even possible. And lastly is you get a decision. So you either get a yes or a no. There's two different outcomes that can happen here. If they say yes, that's friggin' awesome. Props to you. You did it. You can now start planning and getting all the logistical items ready for your road trip or your flight out to another city and figuring out where you're going to live and all that. But if they say no, if they say no, you're going to be put in sort of a predicament. If they say no and you're cool with them saying no, more power to you. You can stay at the company and maybe you'll move at a later time or a later point in your life. Other times, this might not be what that person is looking for. Maybe that person is all or none. If they say yes, cool, but if they say no, I'm leaving. So if that person is a no, I'm leaving the company because you can't offer me this, then that's the time to make that hard decision and start looking for other jobs or putting your 2 weeks, however it works for you, depending on your timeline. In the end, I mean, remote work is awesome. There's also, as I said before, a lot of negatives to it, like not being around people and all that. But if it is something for you, it's amazing. And you have so much time and you're able to be so much more productive by not having so many distractions around you. It definitely helps you build up your communication skills and your ability to work autonomously, which is really important. Not a lot of people can work autonomously and actually be productive. Making sure that you stay motivated throughout your remote work career and making sure that you're changing your environment is also very important. That is all for the steps that I took to be able to work remote and convince my company to be able to allow me to do this, which I'm super grateful for. If you have any questions about remote work, if you want to see more episodes regarding this topic, feel free to email me at hi@prodship.com or visit prodship.com and you can use my website there to send me any feedback or questions that you may have. Maybe you are going through this process right now in your life. And as always, thank you very much for listening. This is Prodship, the podcast where we talk about new tech, new products, and little tidbits about getting into the tech field. So if you enjoyed this and want to hear more, make sure to subscribe as well as leave me a review down below. It definitely helps out the podcast as far as getting in more listeners and allowing me to stay motivated to create more episodes for you. And I'll see you next time.